As we delve into a visual analysis of Crane and Thurl by On Nguyen, let's begin by closely examining the artwork itself. At first glance, this painting captures a suburban scene imbued with a sense of both charm and dynamism, with a tall building crane looming over a series of houses. The visual components present a layered landscape that invites further exploration. What strikes you as the most prominent feature? Is it the crane itself, or perhaps the varied architecture of the homes scattered below it? The keen observer might notice several elements creating interactions within this composition, and each contributes to the overall message that the artist wishes to convey. Focusing on the elements of art, let's begin with line. The painting employs a range of lines that guide us through the scene. The crisp, straight lines of the crane are juxtaposed with the softer, curved lines of the rooftops and the natural form of the surrounding hills. This contrast between the mechanical and the organic serves an essential role. The angular lines of the crane draw our eyes upward, emphasizing its height and significance in the landscape. Meanwhile, the more flowing lines of the houses create a sense of warmth and familiarity, perhaps evoking feelings of home and community. Do you feel an immediate tension between these different types of lines? How does that tension influence your perception of the urban environment versus the suburban space? Next, let's turn our attention to color. In this artwork, the color palette is soft yet varied, featuring a mix of greens, browns, blues, and muted earth tones. Green predominates in the depiction of the surrounding foliage and the roofs, suggesting life and vitality. Contrasting sharply with the organic greens are the earthy browns and soft oranges of the buildings, which blend together cohesively. The building crane itself stands out vividly in red-orange, making it the focal point of this painting. The use of complementary colors enhances the eye-catching nature of the crane and serves to reinforce its dominance over the residential area. How do you think this contrast makes you feel about the changes occurring in Thurl? Does it evoke a sense of progress or possibly disruption? Texture is another compelling aspect of this artwork. The surface quality created by On Nguyen's brushwork delivers a tactile experience. The varied textures in the composition engage the viewer's sense of touch, even without physically interacting with the painting. You might observe that the roughness of the brush strokes adds an emotional depth. It suggests a world in motion rather than an image confined to a flat representation. The homes appear to have a sense of solidity, while the sky, painted with softer, smoother strokes, imparts a feeling of gentleness and calm. How does this interplay between texture and emotional expression resonate with your understanding of the urban landscape? Now, having explored the primary elements of line, color, and texture, let's analyze how these elements are organized according to the principles of design. One notable principle in this piece is balance. The composition is asymmetrically balanced, with the crane sitting centrally, yet the various houses and trees on either side provide an equilibrium that doesn't feel weighted or forced. This asymmetrical arrangement adds to the organic feel of the neighborhood while still highlighting the importance of the crane. What impact does this balance have on your experience of the painting? Does it evoke a sense of harmony or perhaps underscore the ongoing changes in the area? Harmony is another underlying principle evident within the artwork. A sense of unity is achieved through the shared color palette and the recurring shapes found in both the buildings and natural surroundings. The consistent use of soft, earthy colors across the houses and trees creates a cohesive environment that conveys both familiarity and constancy amidst the change symbolized by the crane, reinforcing the tension and dialogue about urban development. How do you think this harmony, or lack thereof, reflects the relationship between nature and man-made structures in our everyday lives? Contrast plays a crucial role in creating visual interest in Crane and Thurl. As we mentioned earlier, the stark difference between the mechanical structure of the crane and the warmth of the houses draws attention and provokes thought. Light and shadow are used effectively to give depth to the homes, while the crane's brightness energizes the scene. The contrasting textures of the vibrant crane versus the muted surfaces of the residential area enhance the feeling of change interrupted by the presence of continual life. What thoughts does this contrast bring up regarding development in your community? Do you see room for both innovation and preservation? By synthesizing the elements of art and the principles of design in Crane and Thurl, we come to see a dynamic interplay that reveals deeper meanings. The artwork does more than depict a suburban landscape with a tower crane, it encapsulates the essence of progress and the emotional weight of change. The vibrant crane stands as a symbol of both hope for new beginnings and possible disruption to established lives. Each viewer's experience becomes a part of the narrative surrounding this painting, a contemplation of balance, growth, and transformation. In conclusion, Crane and Thurl by On Nguyen encapsulates the complexities of suburban life, where the old and the new coexist. Through its careful use of line, color, texture, and principles such as balance, harmony, and contrast, this artwork invites viewers to engage in a deeper conversation about the nature of urban development and community dynamics. The towering crane symbolizes not only construction and progress but also raises questions about what is gained and what may be lost in the face of change. As we consider the interplay between the vibrant, energetic crane and the serene suburban landscape, one cannot overlook the emotional responses that arise from witnessing such transformations. This painting serves as a reminder of the often overlooked stories embedded in our surroundings, prompting us to reflect on our own experiences with growth and change. As you contemplate this artwork, think about the ways in which it speaks to your understanding of community, progress, and the dichotomy between the natural and the built environment. Ultimately, Crane and Thurl encourages an examination of our relationship with our surroundings and the evolving narratives that shape our lives. Each element and principle in this piece works harmoniously to evoke thought and dialogue, inviting us to consider not just the physical changes we see but also the emotional layers that accompany them. How can this painting influence our perspectives on development in our own communities? In what ways might it inspire us to embrace or challenge these changes? The answers to these questions may vary greatly among viewers, further enriching the experience of engaging with this compelling work of art.